This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continues strikes on Gaza as the U.S. says it will block another ceasefire resolution, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Medics and witnesses say at least 18 people are dead following recent Israeli airstrikes across Gaza. The news comes as the U.S. says it'll veto another draft U.N. ceasefire resolution. The U.S., Israel's top ally, instead hopes to broker a ceasefire agreement and hostage release between Israel and Hamas, envisioning an alternative resolution of the conflict. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to push back. During an Israeli cabinet meeting, a declaration was adopted which rejects international calls for a pathway to Palestinian statehood. Netanyahu continues to stress Israel's efforts won't stop until total victory over Hamas. That means an expansion to Gaza's southernmost town of Rafah, where more than half the enclave's population has sought refuge from fighting. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The United States conducted 5 self-defense strikes in areas of Yemen controlled by the Iranian-backed Houthi militia, U.S. Central Command said on Sunday. The Houthi attacks in the Red Sea area have been one sign of spreading conflict in the Middle East since war erupted between Israel and Hamas after the militant Palestinians group's deadly assault on Israel on October 7th. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Pope Francis called for peace in Sudan on Sunday. The Pope, during his weekly prayer in St. Peter's Square, said, "I again ask the warring parties to stop this war, which is causing so much harm to the people and the future of the country." The Rapid Support Forces has been fighting the army for control of Sudan since